Warp Pipe Wednesday.
Another week, another technical issue.
Hey, at least I'm on camera for now. We'll see how long it lasts.
Do we have the right? I didn't even check. Do you have the right microphone selected?
I'm scared to touch anything, Russ. I mean, come on now.
Blast. Yeah,
yes, I'm good. We're good. We have beautiful audio. We have beautiful visuals.
Perfect.
Let's give these people what they want.
Oh, so I was excited to tell everyone I will be going to the Blink-182 concert. And I bought a solo ticket just like Jay.
That's right.
The wife was like, if you want, you know, you could get one of the seats, because I was looking at seats and there were closer ones, but they were single seats essentially. And I was like, all right, it's like $75 to go on the lawn. But then I was like, what if it rains?
Yeah,
then I'm stuck out there. And plus on the lawn, you can't really see the band. There's big screens that you're watching the band perform on, and they're, you know, down and in there. I was like, I kind of want to see the band. So I was poking around and I was like, all right, it was $122, I think, for like one of the seats that was right behind the mixer board. So I'm like straight out. So I think it's pretty good.
There you go. I'm going to be seeing them together separately.
Right, right. So it should be a good time.
Yeah. Sick, dude. Russ sent me the picture that, like, what did it say? Like, get ready, it's coming, or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Your tickets are secure or whatever.
Yeah, something along those lines.
So I was like, all right, perfect.
This is the last we'll talk about Blink-182 till next week. Oh man. Dang, Russ, I had something I was gonna tell you about, but I don't remember what it was right now. All these technological issues.
Was it work related? You can cut yourself. I don't know.
I will say this. My buddy Sean from Retro Reminiscence, me and him were messaging back and forth today, and he was telling me about this interesting study. And basically the study goes, it's like the difference between people who push their shopping carts back into the cart corral, mm-hmm. Versus people that just leave them in the parking lot.
Right, right.
And I can't remember exactly what we're talking about, but basically like it's just like people that are considerate enough to push it back in the cart corral usually like are more like kinder people and appreciate and value people's time more, and are, I don't know, all these good characteristics that you want to be.
Right.
And the people that didn't put it back and just left it were like the people that like didn't care if they inconvenienced you, mm-hmm. know, like all the negative traits. Basically, you want to be the person that pushes the cart back in the cart corral. Push the dang cart back in the cart corral.
Take the extra 20 seconds. I do watch. There's a the cart narcs, I think, on TikTok, and it's a guy.
Do they give them lazy bone stickers or lazy bone magnets on their car?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like, he'll throw it on the car, and then they'll like throw it off, and he's like, "Just put the cart back." And they just keep. They spend more time hassling with him than walking the cart back.
He's like, "You're being a lazy bones." It's like what a terrible like cut down to be called a lazy bones.
Right. And it's like not profanity, but still right. Offensive.
Yeah.
Being a lazy bones. You're like, wait, what did you say? What did you call me?
He's like, you're lazy bones.
I'm running solo this past few days.
What does that mean? Your wife's out of town?
The wife's out of town. Wife's on vacation. She's in where'd she go?
Where'd she go? Where'd that wife of mine go?
Where'd she go? They went to I believe they went to Newport, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Her and her girlfriend got a hotel, and they're doing like fancy dinners and watching the sunset. I was like, all right, well, hey, enjoy yourself, sleep in. So I've been watching the baby.
There you go.
The baby past few days. Tomorrow I do have to work for 5 hours, and then I got a dentist appointment at night. So I gotta get those going. But it's been pretty good. Me and Gwen been hanging out. She's almost walking.
Wow. She's gonna be in trouble when that happens.
She's standing kinda on her own, and she took a few steps and then she'll fall. But I think she's gonna walk before she turns one, essentially.
There you go.
Yeah,
big things.
She's been babbling too, saying a lot of like dad, 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 like as like that is like your dad dad, but like dad.
Yep.
I was like, all right, we're on the road.
You're on the road. You're on the path.
Certainly it's been, you know, she's been all over the house. So we're constantly updating or baby proofing.
Yep. Yep. Anything breakable goes up high.
Right.
Got all the locks on all the cabinet doors.
Most of them. So we got most of those situated up. She, I almost had to buy a new cord for my laptop. I try to do work out on the coffee table and she'll come over and she'll take my power cord and then start chewing on it like the USB-C end or whatever. So then I got to like unplug it from the wall so she's not going to get shocked or whatever. And then it wasn't like charging and I was like, ah. So I had to go. I went and buy just the USB cord and I bought the brick. The brick is like $80 because I was like, I don't know if it's that. But I put a little rubber alcohol in the original cable, let it evaporate, and then it was good. So I returned both the things I bought. So I'm like, all right, we're good. I'll start editing on the higher table where she can't reach me.
All right, Russ, here's the question. Is it laptop, like you put it in your lap, or is it laptop, like you use it at a lab? I always hear people use both phrases, and I'm a laptopper, L-A-P. What are you?
I want to say I was saying it as lab, but I don't know. We'll have to roll it back. Did I say laptop?
I don't know.
Because it does, yeah. It sits. I rarely would ever use a computer in a lab.
Yeah.
It's sitting on my lap. It does get pretty hot, laptop. Though. I currently have it on. I bought a little fancy thing that has like fans built into it. You plug in the USB and it's supposed to help cool it.
Cool it or cool you or both.
Could be both. Because if I, you know, if you have the laptop on your lap for some time and, you know, I'm editing, I'm using Final Cut, it gets hot. My legs are like, ooh, I got to put a blanket over it.
Yeah. Did we talk about Adam Johnson last week? Adam Johnson, the Pittsburgh Penguin hockey player. Did I talk about him?
No.
So you guys that listen know I'm a huge hockey fan. Well, rest in peace to Adam Johnson. He is a Pittsburgh Penguin player who used to play for us, who was playing overseas, got into a super unfortunate incident where a player's skate came across his neck, cut his neck, and he actually died from his injuries. It's been going through the hockey community and a super bummer, man. Like everybody says, he was like the greatest teammate, the greatest dude. But now in the NHL, there's a lot of talk about should players be mandated to wear neck protection. You know, back in like the 50s and 60s and maybe even 70s, players didn't have to wear helmets.
Right. Yeah. They didn't have any helmets.
And then eventually they players were still getting hit in the eye. So then they started making them wear visors. I think there's only three players left in the NHL that don't wear visors.
Gotcha.
So now this is like the next evolution of, you know, I remember when I was a kid, I wore a neck guard. I don't think I ever wore one as an adult playing, but
I'm trying to just picture, how does a foot get to a net? Like, was he falling and then the other person was coming up with their leg?
It was a complete freak accident. Now, I will say it's happened a few times in the past. Like a guy named Richard Zednik for the Florida Panthers several years back got his neck cut. He survived his injuries. There's been a player that I think it was Eric Carlson, who plays for the Penguins, had his calf cut when he played with either the Ottawa Senators or the San Jose Sharks. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. There was a guy who got his wrist cut one time. I think last year, the year before. So sometimes injuries do happen with skate blades. I mean, you're getting hit. People are trying to knock you off the puck. You're falling.
Right.
But this was just a very interesting accident. The way he fell and his foot came up, and just it's you know, it's just an unfortunate event. But you know, if anything can be said, maybe it'll change the game.
Right.
And future players will have these almost like Kevlar nylon resistant, cut resistant, you know, potential neck guards in the future. But anyway, I just wanted to bring it up because I love hockey.
Yeah.
Adam Johnson was a Pittsburgh Penguin that played several years back. And anyway, just it was something I was thinking about.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What else we got going on? Oh, I did watch the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. I don't know if
you finished watching it. Me too. I'm so glad you brought this up. Me and Colin watched it.
So we could discuss that. Now, my wife watched it with me too. And she's never played any of the games or I think seen anything about it. So
yeah.
She was kind of going in blind. We had only watched, Matt Pat from Game Theory. He did a little video telling everyone that he was in the movie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because he done the only thing I've watched of Five Nights at Freddy's is all his theory videos and all the games and everything. And I've never played any of the games, but it intrigued me. And he had it technically lie to his audience and all that because he was in the movie, but he didn't want to reveal that until it came out kind of thing. But he has a very short, you know,
cameo.
15 second cameo on there. Hey. And it's hilarious.
So cool.
But yeah. I enjoyed it for sure.
Yeah. So I watched probably the first 20 to 30 minutes of it.
Right.
And my son, he'd been wanting to watch it. My wife is a much better person at filtering what my kids will watch and what they won't watch. I tend to still have that 80s mindset. It'd be all right. You'll watch it. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll let him watch it. And, I mean, it's PG credit,
though, right?
I think it's PG-13. To his credit, he never got scared. I mean,
okay.
And I
they
asked
don't
him,
show like any of the murders happening or whatever. It's all
right.
All
it's all cut really well so that, you know, it can like kids can still kind of see it and it's not too gruesome or terrifying.
Right.
I would say if anything is scary, it's just the actual animatronics themselves are pretty creepy looking.
And they were made by the Jim Henson House.
Okay.
Too. That's... So quality stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I always find it creepy when their eyes, they have like a white light behind them or a yellow light behind them. And whenever you see that yellow light, they look pretty terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, were you scared of either Chuck E. Cheese or Showbiz as a child? And which one did you go to?
So I went to Chuck E. Cheese growing up.
Okay.
There's still one by my mom's house. I've gone there a few times. And I don't think I was ever scared of them. No, I would say no.
So I grew up going to Showbiz. There was a Showbiz in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And when I would visit my sister, she would take me there. And I remember just being terrified of the Showbiz. I don't know what his name is, but he's a gorilla.
Okay.
And you gotta see him. If you've never seen him, he just looks horrifying. Imagine being 5 or 6 and seeing that.
Pretty terrifying.
Like, he looks like he wants to eat. Oh, look at his eyes in this one. Oh, man, this is... He looks wicked here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that just looks terrifying.
And that was an animatronic, too?
Yeah, yep. It was
like, at that point, if he's a... Like, just have a guy in a suit if he's a gorilla.
Like, look at this one. Like, look at those. His eyes are what got you.
It's like,
he looks too mean. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
Like, Billy, but there was a character named Billy Bob. He wasn't scary. None of the rest of them were scary, but that, the gorilla, and he just looked like he was going to come down and eat you. Yeah, he just looks so scary. Like, some of them, he doesn't look scary.
Is this him with Michael Jackson?
But some of them, he looks very scary. Michael Jackson doesn't look scary. He would have made it less scary if he would have been at Showbiz.
Definitely terrifying.
Like, that guy, he doesn't look too bad right there. In that
yeah.
One.
But like, like you said, he might this
be,
one.
But that one, he looks like he's ready to like eat your face
yeah.
off.
Yeah. Now, I could say, I was never afraid of like any of those animatronic things growing up. But yeah. I don't know what it is for the kid. Like, I still don't know why younger kids gravitate towards this game, right? It's like 8-year-olds and like 12-year-olds. Like,
Well, yeah,
crazy over this.
I know my son's all about it. He like we went to GameStop a couple days ago, and he wanted to spend some of his money that he had because my daughter was buying some stuff, and he bought a Chica and a Freddy Fazbear plushie there. And I was like, he's not even 8 years old. He's like 7 and a half. Like,
wow. See, yeah. So I was even estimating higher.
It was funny because one of his buddies who lives down the road was like, Colin was like, "Hey, can you watch this?" And he's like, "No, my parents will not let me watch this." I was like, "Colin, stop asking him. Not everybody's a terrible parent like I am." Like, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good one. They left it open for sequels, obviously, because there's so many different games and books. There's a book series too on Five Nights at Freddy's. So we'll see. I feel like it did pretty well. We did stream it, but it is in theaters too, so it's the simultaneously released in both platforms.
Yeah we streamed it as well. So
if we're talking movies, it's gonna be a live action Zelda movie, apparently. Did I send you that text
or did I send it to everybody? Someone
tweeted it.
I sent it to like five people like 6 hours ago, Aaron being one of the people.
Let's see. No, you did not send it to me.
No, come on. I think I did. check.
No, there's no photos.
Was it Instagram? Was it Facebook? I sent it to you somehow, some way.
But yeah, so I guess they've been working on it for a little bit, they said. I don't know if it has a release date, but it's interesting that they chose live action over animated, since Mario was animated.
I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be amazing. I think I'm going to like the live action. As long as Nintendo does it right and treats it well, I think it's going to be fine. I can't find where I sent this to you, but I know for a fact I did.
I'm curious, is Link going to talk?
That's a great question. That is a great question.
And all the newer games and everything, he doesn't talk, but I mean,
he's going to pet his horse and go, him.
Make sound effects like that. I don't know. But I'm excited for it. I'll definitely see it and support it for sure.
I hope in the first 10 seconds he goes, "Excuse me, princess."
I'm sure that will not come up. That got announced. It's going to be a new Ghostbusters movie. We're all talking about movies. I don't know if you've seen the trailer.
Is it like part two of Afterlife?
Yeah, essentially.
Did you see Afterlife?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
So it's called, what the heck is it called? Ghostbusters, something with frozen or ice. I got to look it up now. Everyone's probably yelling through the screen on the podcast. Frozen Empire.
Okay.
And it's like a new villain that they just came up with. And a lot of people were saying in the comments, like, they feel like it's a good mix of like almost like the real Ghostbusters cartoon.
Okay.
You know, it has the old cast is back.
Good.
But the new cast is working alongside with them.
Okay.
So you kind of got the junior Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters, and this new villain that we've never seen. So it's like got this fun aspect to it.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So John Riggs had made a post and he's like, "When are we announcing the Ecto Cooler again?"
I know. So it's funny because when I went to see this movie, I took my wife and my daughter and my son, and me and my son were like, "This is great." And my wife and my wife like reached across both my kids and like grabbed my shoulder, and she gave me this look, and she goes, basically, she mouthed me, "Why did you think this was a good idea?"
she was mad.
She was scared, and she thought it was going to scare our kids. So she thought, "Why are you bringing our kids in here?" Well, Haley. She gets scared pretty easy.
They're like,
which is funny. Ghost. So here's the funny thing about Haley. She can't watch scary movies.
Okay.
But I walk into the bathroom and she'll be listening to some crime podcast and it'll be like, "And he cut her head off and kept it in a jar in his refrigerator." And I'm like, "You can listen to this, but you won't watch Ghostbusters? Like, what is wrong with you?"
There was a meme I showed my wife, and it was like me watching like fake scary movies before bed, and they're all like this. And then it was like me watching a crime documentary about a real murderer, and they're like passed out.
Yeah, asleep. Exactly.
It's like, But what if the girl comes through the screen and tries to attack me?
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to happen.
Yep.
But, any other? Now we're on movie topic. We're getting Zelda, new Ghostbusters. We watched Five Nights at Freddy's. Trying to think if there's any other movies out or coming that I want to check out.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I was going to bring this up earlier.
Okay.
Do your theaters locally sometimes play old classics for like Christmas holidays?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so in the past, our theater plays like Home Alone and stuff. And I kind of, if they do it this year, I would love to go see Home Alone in a theater again. I think that'd be so rad.
Nice. Yeah, I know they've done certain movies in the past for sure. So I don't know what they got coming up, but Cinemark is in my area. Cinemark and I think Regal are the two cinemas. Yeah.
Hey, Russ, I'm going to put this podcast idea out because it just came across my brain. We have to do our favorite Christmas movies for a podcast if we haven't already done that, which maybe we have.
We might have, but we could always go back because I'm sure they changed, or we can put a stipulation on it. Favorite Christmas movies in the 80s, 90s, or whatever.
Yeah.
Cartoon ones.
Cool. Well, if we haven't done it, we'll cover it.
Side note, I was looking up last month for like Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
And there was a Halloween special that had the Grinch in it.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. I've briefly like heard about this.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Pretty weird. A lot of people been posting, if talking about Christmas ornaments. You guys collect the Hallmark ornaments. They usually do a drop of like pretty sweet ones. I did pick up in the summertime. I have it up on the shelf over there. But they did Samus, who's like pretty tall. But they did just do a Sega Dreamcast one. I have a Super Nintendo and I got the Sega one. So I'm hoping to get the Sega Dreamcast one now. I haven't gone to the store to see if they had it, but I think you can order it online. What, you got one handy? Jay got up to get something. Like he's got both. He's got the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo. Yep, so if you press a button, it does play stuff.
Yep, they're pretty sweet. These are the only two I really ever wanted, but love them. They're
cool. Nice. Yeah, so they released the Sega Dreamcast one, so we'll see how it sells. Last year, I picked up Super Mario 3.
No, oh, yeah, that's
one
cool.
Other one.
I wouldn't mind that one.
My wife's mom ended up, she was ordering something on Hallmark, and she needed to put like a little bit more in her cart to get free shipping, and they were on sale, so she got me another Super Mario 3 one.
So you said there's a Samus one coming out?
Yeah, that one came out in the summertime. Like, that's when it dropped, so you should be able to maybe still get it.
What's it look like?
I mean, I can pull it down if you want to chat about something. Keep them occupied.
I'd rather you pull it up instead of pull it down. Oh, he's pulling. I thought he meant like he's going to like get an image off Google. He's literally going to go get it. So, okay. I'm going to Google it while he's doing that. Oh, it looks like, I don't even know which one this would be considered. Super Nintendo Samus? I don't know. Who is this?
Oh, where'd you go? What do you? Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. What Samus is that considered?
I would say super, maybe Metroid Prime.
Metroid Prime? I got to finish that game. Samus is one of my favorite Nintendo characters for sure. Dude, she's so rad.
I mean, it's freaking sweet, but I mean, it is, I think it's $20 and she's non-posable. So you can get a posable Samus figure and put an eye hook in her head.
I need blue suit Samus.
Oh, the zero suit. Yeah.
Zero suit. Yeah, whatever.
So that's sweet. You know, it'll go on my tree. I got a whole bunch of the other ones. I did keep the box.
Yeah, I got the box.
Pretty
too.
Cool. But she's wrapped up. We did also mention, I don't know if we're going to get a tree this year because we're worried about Gwen.
Ah, humbug, bro.
Pulling everything off of the tree, right? Because it's going to be right there, like eating the pine needles. And
so pine fiber, bro. Come on. It's good for good for you.
Maybe
get a little sap on your teeth, you know?
Get a little, like, I don't know, like a tabletop tree or something.
No, I get it, dude. I'm just busting your Your buns.
You guys let us know in the comments. Did you get a tree when you had a baby in the first year?
I'm sure I did.
But we haven't had a phone call, Jane.
Probably. I mean, hey, Siri, call 949-682-9277. There you go. You're welcome.
That's our phone number. You can leave us a voicemail. We'll read it. We'll play it on the podcast. You could text the number too, I guess, if you don't want to
text us.
Call. And I can just say what you want to say on there. But yeah, 949-682-9277 is the number.
Yep. 9277 means warp.
That's true. I was trying to get like it to spell something completely, but I could only get the last four. So hey,
good enough.
It works. We'll do a shout out to our Patreons supporting the show. We got Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Living Good, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, and Retroholic 16. Those are the top tier Patreons, but we thank all of you guys from dollar tier and up. You can sign up over at patreon.com/Russ Lyman. We'll start a fund for Jay's new computer.
Hey, it's working today. Maybe we don't need it after all.
We'll see. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Anything else, Jay, on your mind?
I don't think so. I think that's pretty good. That's a good Warp Pipe Wednesday.
That's pretty good. And what's going on? I got a new video out. If you guys haven't checked that out, I did post the video of the Blockbuster World Championship video game thing.
I need to watch it. I haven't done it yet.
So it's 20 minutes long. I premiered it yesterday live and a few people jumped in. They're enjoying the premieres. So hopefully you guys enjoy that one. It's over on my main channel, Russ Lyman, Rustly Man. Check it out. And I'm working on another two videos. So we'll see if I get those edited. Hopefully Jay will upload his Sega Game Gear video at some point. Did Jay yep.
I'm like, frozen.
Well, let's you see made if I come it back. Close to the end.
Let's see if I come back. Time will tell. It told me my battery was unplugged, which it wasn't. So whatever. Anyway.
Well, hey, thanks for listening.
That's right.
As always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun, bit by bit. We'll see you next video.